The idea that you can trust the press is a strange one, because all evidence and information has shown that you can't. Not only do they believe they should be left their own devices, that they are above control and regulation, they openly flout the fact that they believe that to be the case. The Spectator, just last week, I'm led to believe that this is a magazine much read by members on the opposite side of the House, although I've read it myself on occasion, I have to say, stated that if the press agrees a new form of self-regulation, perhaps contractually binding this time, we will happily take part. But we would not sign up to anything enforced by government. If such a group is constituted, we will not attend its meetings, pay its fines, or heed its menaces. However, this is, we could all be grateful for this, we would still obey the, and then it's got in brackets, other laws of the land. How very generous of them. How very kind, how very noble. Perhaps we should take a poll from work, phone them up once a week and say, which laws do you want to abide by this week? Which laws do you want to abide by next week? Which ones do you not care for and won't have anything to do with? But they go on to say, but to join any scheme which subordinates press to Parliament would be a betrayal of what this paper has stood for in all the 15 years since its inception in 1828. I read a bit about the 15 years, that's not actually in there, but by Spectator standards, they're not much further forward than that. What these people are basically saying is they're above the law. This Parliament, the British people, can say what they like. If it does not meet their approval, they will not abide by it. That is the calibre, that's the type of people we're dealing with, and we cannot trust them to act in the public interest. Yes, OK. Yeah.
I'm very grateful to him giving me. I just want to make the point that I suppose what they mean, I think, the Spectator and the editor of the Spectator, is that they wouldn't take part in that whole structure. So they would then be regulated directly by Ofcom as per the recommendations of Leveson.
No, they can't possibly mean that. Otherwise, they wouldn't allude to all the other laws of the land, would they? Because that wouldn't be in there. They're saying they'll obey all the others, therefore that will be the law of the land, and they won't obey it. That's what they're saying. But why do